Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Legislature has confirmed state commissioners appointed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that yesterday's votes were close for Public Safety Commissioner Amanda Price and Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum. Opponents criticized Price for various statements, including saying she voluntarily left a job in the Governor Walker administration, while her supervisor says she was fired. Anchorage Republican Representative Laddie Shaw, who evaluated state troopers during 17 years with the department, says the support of Price's subordinates helped convince him to vote for her.
People I know that feel responsible, heart and soul to this department, they are solidly behind her.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Zach Fields countered that Price's inconsistent statements to lawmakers show a pattern of lying.
Based on Commissioner Price's consistent record of deception before the legislature this year, I must rise in opposition to her nomination.
Both Price and Crum were confirmed by 34 to 25 votes, largely along party lines. Legislators approved all but one of Governor Dunleavy's four appointments to the Alaska Board of Fisheries yesterday. The rejection of former board member and chairman Carl Johnstone followed allegations of sexual harassment and coercion shared during a committee hearing Monday, KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports.
On Monday evening, the House Resources and Fisheries Committees heard hours of testimony both for and against Johnstone. Most of Johnstone's support came from sport fishermen and industry groups, while commercial fishing organizations staunchly opposed his appointment, arguing his past actions suggest a fundamental bias against the commercial sector. Johnstone acknowledged his confirmation would be controversial before public testimony began.
I'm told I'm accessible, I'm polite, direct, I will listen to everybody, and finally, and at the end of the day, I'm a very good advocate for the resource. My opponents, they will say that I coerce, threaten, and I'm disrespectful to the ADF&G staff, the public, and my fellow vote members.
While Johnstone says the allegations are untrue, Kodiak Republican Louise Stutes said several constituents refused to submit written comments for fear of retribution.
And this is based on their personal experiences with you as a past board member. However, I did get one email today in writing, and I will just read you a small portion of what was said to me. Carl personally tried to pressure me into accepting KRSA's Board of Fish proposal, saying that if I didn't, his friends would put my family out of business.
The Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, or KRSA, is a sport fishing advocacy group based in Soldotna. During Wednesday's joint session of the House and Senate, Representative Ivy Sponholz said her office had received more serious allegations.
In the last 24 hours, I've had more than two women have reached out to my office, people who worked for the Board of Fish in the when Mr. Johnstone was previously on the Board of Fish, to share their concerns about his behavior. They each described inappropriate sexual comments that were made that were both, as I said, inappropriate and unwelcome, which created a hostile work environment for them repeatedly.
When reached by phone Wednesday evening, Johnstone declined to comment. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Among other Dunleavy picks not appointed to boards and commissions yesterday was Fairbanks anti-cannabis activist Vivian Stiver, who was not confirmed to the Marijuana Control Board. Some of those who voted against her said her opposition to marijuana isn't appropriate for the board. Another Fairbanks resident, James McDermott, was not confirmed for the Alaska Public Offices Commission, as legislators disagreed about whether state law requires that his seat be filled by a Democrat. Meanwhile, Fairbanks veterinarian Scott Flamme's appointment to the Board of Veterinary Examiners was not voted on, as members wanted more information on legal filings against him. Governor Dunleavy is scheduled to speak in North Pole tomorrow. The church at North Pole is hosting the governor Friday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. for an event Pastor Aaron Richard says will focus on the state budget. The governor's office did not respond to a request for information, but Richard says Dunleavy's office reached out to the church looking for a venue. Richard says no groups are associated with the event and that it is open to the general public. He says the church located at 2244 Peridot Street can hold as many as 300 people. The University of Alaska Fairbanks plans to demolish five older houses in the central area of campus this summer. The residences, including three on Copper Lane, are currently in use, but UAF Chancellor Dan White says alternative accommodations will be made.
One of the Copper Lane houses has been used by the St. Mark's Parish that we're finding other space on campus for them to use. And then two of the Copper Lane houses have been rented, but we have other better housing for those residents.
The other two houses, one on Colville Lane, currently used for storage, and another known as the Nordic House, is home to a campus green bikes program, which Chancellor White says is being relocated. Demolition of the aging buildings has long been part of a UAF plan to redevelop the central part of campus, but White says moving forward with it now also fits the current budget situation.
What are the things that are not contributing to the research mission, to the modern student experience, and we can net some savings from?
White says maintenance savings are relatively small, but part of a broader package of steps UAF is taking to trim expenses. White and other UA system chancellors are meeting with UA President Jim Johnson tomorrow to discuss a state House-approved $10 million budget cut and a system-wide initiative to reallocate $30 million to core programs. I'm Dan Bross.